I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Been honoring the late, great John Feinstein throughout the show. If you missed any of it, grab the podcast. We played a tribute with some clips of Feinstein on the show, telling stories on the show earlier. And we're going to be joined by Michael Wilbon shortly. At least he's scheduled to join us here shortly. Should mention, coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to your choice of any show at Wolf Trap this summer. We also have tickets to go see The Offspring at Jiffy Lube Live. Cakes, your tickets to go to the game in Long Island are for what date?
April 6th, Sunday.
Oh, you
12:30.
Got it.
So you got drop. 12:30.
So you got Altcast on the 4th.
Correct.
We'll be doing the Caps Altcast on the 4th, and then you'll head to Long Island.
That is correct.
Nice. They didn't score last night, right?
That's surprising.
Shut out. I can't remember the last time they were shut out in a game.
Especially since they put up 7 the night before. Or 2
they're
nights
the highest
before.
Scoring team in the league.
Yeah.
Like, have they been shut out even once before this season? I'd have to look it up, but I don't know.
I'll tell you right now.
Maybe once. Maybe.
You want to go to this guy, Ian, who says he has details on the Punta Cana incident that you guys talked about?
Well, earlier. I mean, I'm already skeptical of whatever details he has, but sure.
I'm going to guess he stayed there before. So
this whole story is similar to the Natalie Holloway deal.
Maybe.
Cakes.
Kind of. Seems like.
They were shut out.
Or she just drowned.
They were shut out 3-0 against Tampa. Looks like the first week of the season, first 2 weeks of the season.
Okay, and that was it.
That was
okay.
It.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ian. Ian, you claim you got some details.
Hey, good morning, guys. I stayed at the resort twice, so I just wanted to provide some more insight.
Yeah.
It's a typical party resort. You can drink all day, so it doesn't surprise me that these young
hammered.
Is it like an all-inclusive or like the open bar all day type deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And so the beach is open at nighttime, so you can go hang out there. And there's no lifeguards during the day or at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And that water is extremely rough. It's on the Atlantic side of the island versus the Caribbean side, which is why the water is very rough.
Mm.
So even as a lifeguard and played football in high school at McNamara, shout out to the WCAC, I didn't really like getting in the water either, so I'm not sure what happened between the young lady and the gentleman on the beach, but it wouldn't shock
some
me
reason,
that
if it was an accident. For some reason, I believe it. I believe the kid. I believe that they just got swept up in the water and they were just too drunk. For some reason, I believe him until proven otherwise. I know he hasn't been, they say, consistent in his storytelling, but I think as JP mentioned when you read him, they're very similar the stories that they said were different.
Yeah,
I thought they were very similar.
Some people believe he did it. I got a text from someone.
Was he there or something? Or
no,
does he know somebody? He just
has a strong opinion about it. He's in the business. And he says he did it. I don't know why okay, he thinks that, but he says he did it.
Oh, wow. And I was reading, as I was looking into this story since I've been there, three or four other people had drowned very recently, too, at that same beach.
Yes, I did see that.
Strong currents.
You know what? I was kind of shirking at your intel. You've actually provided good nuggets.
So what is I know who you're talking about because I know how that person reacts.
By the way, this guy is going to stay away from Punta Cana and the Dominican because of this incident.
Uh-huh.
And wasn't it like within the past few years, where it was tainted?
Yeah, it was my son's senior year
top
in college.
Shelf liquor.
Or in high school.
Where
yeah.
people died.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
You know what? Cross it off. It's a cross out.
Well, I can tell you, I've been there twice and had amazing times.
JP never has anything negative to say.
No, that doesn't mean he didn't have any.
No, but he's talking about experiences. I'm saying about personal experiences.
It was a viral story that like American tourists were dying like on the daily drinking their vodka or whatever was going on.
So I will only see the Dominican Republic on Google, on a Google map. That'll be my only interaction.
You know what? I'm with you.
That's the country. The Dominican or whatever, that the resort, I don't know if it was the same resort, where my son and his buddy were so hammered that they were taking the cigars and burning each other on the leg.
Well,
that's what they were doing.
Now, this is in a different country, but it's the same company that runs the resort.
Crazy.
When I went to Aruba years ago.
Yeah, just being dumb.
Much like when you went to Aruba, the resort that I stayed at was directly next to the Ryu whatever in Aruba. And that place looked like freaking Animal House.
Party scene.
Compared to where I was staying. There were topless women. There was just like why? It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't know if it sounds like it's kind of the same scene at this spot in the Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looked like the Preakness infield at this resort next to where I was staying. It was freaking madness.
Well, the question is if they don't find her body and it's just circumstantial.
Right.
Can they prosecute him?
I don't know.
Can they charge him with something circumstantial like that?
I think they have a little bit more.
This will come as a surprise to you. I'm not an expert in Dominican law.
But here's
I think it would be hard to.
So the theory is that they were just making out or whatever, and then maybe he assaulted her, and then he decided he had to kill her because he assaulted her? Is that the idea?
Don't know.
Like, what would possibly be the...
Then he threw her in the ocean? I don't know. I mean, that's...
Yeah. For some reason, I'm struck, and this is, you can laugh at me, but I think there was a teacher from the kid's high school, and she said the kid wouldn't hurt a fly. I would bet my life on it that he didn't do it.
The kid's 24.
Yeah. So I don't know.
A lot of the shooters look like they wouldn't hurt a fly either.
Understood. 24? But for some reason, that resonated with
me. He's 24 and in college?
I don't think he was in college.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay. Yeah.
He was from Iowa.
You're just visiting.
She was a 20-year-old student. It doesn't say.
Gotcha.
It doesn't say.
She was definitely a student. I don't know about him.
Shifting back to Feinstein, I don't know if we're going to be able to track down Mike Wilbon. He was scheduled to join us. If you want to chime in, you can at 800-636-1067. You know, just hundreds and hundreds of comments. Just wanted to read a couple. This one from Emmett. He said, I was introduced to John Feinstein through Fridays with Feinstein,
mm-hmm.
and always loved his demeanor, storytelling, and outlook. I then read five or six of his books and found the same incredible ability to bring history to life in each of them.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought up the books again. Obviously, you can't talk about John without talking about books, and this is something I wanted to make sure we brought up. There's so many things. You guys know this because I think he talked about it on the air. One of his pet peeves, and he had many. One of his pet peeves was that he hated doing interviews when reporters or interviewers didn't read the book. So he would often send us the book in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And I know early on, at least, we would panic. We would panic if somebody here hadn't at least perused it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, when I tell you I was a John Feinstein devotee and I got all his books early on, I got all his books, yep. right? But he was so prolific, I couldn't keep up. And he started to write about some things that I wasn't as interested in later in his career.
He started cranking out children's books.
I just
books.
Couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
And so he would send these books, and we would have him on. We go, oh, S, John's coming on in 12 minutes. Has anybody read the read a word of the book? Because he's going to call us out, and he's going to, You know, because that he was so intimidating.
I would read
that
a
way.
Page. Yeah, one yeah. page. Yeah.
Could someone read a page?
Just find a nugget.
Just get a nugget in the book. Get one story.
Because
one
he gets so pissed if you haven't shown him the respect
and it makes sense
of reading his book.
He's pouring like blood, sweat, and tears in making this book. And he wants people to read it.
It's true, but it's asking a lot for me to have to read all his effing books.
He was a hustler, though, too, because I just looked. You know, I read the email that, you know, he sent me when he did the testimonial for the book, but I looked, what was the last email that I received from John Feinstein? And it was John asking for the address of the station so he could send his latest book.
I know.
And then when his book came out, you had to do an infomercial for it.
Oh, he wanted some full pub, blown. He's like, I want this one about the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Here's another. Again, you can call us at 800-636-1067. These are from the Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. Richard Porter, I listen to Fridays with Feinstein in Australia via the show's podcast every Saturday, our time.
Wow.
Attended one of his book launches online, had some great conversations with him over Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A great man who wore his heart and his principles on his sleeve. It was a real shame when he was taken off the show, but it was always nice when JP referred to him as our good friend, despite the occasional on-air tension between John and some of the junks. I think it's true.
Oh, we got into it.
There was definitely tension. There was definitely tension, but there was also a mutual respect level that we found and we had.
Yeah,
definitely tension.
Look, we've been doing this for a long time, and I think especially very early on in the history of the show, like first couple of years, I don't know if the right term is inferiority complex, but we felt like, you know, we're these young kids, nobody's given us our respect.
I still feel that way.
Yeah, to some extent you feel that way, but eventually I think we earned John's respect.
Yeah,
for sure.
And
I think he got a kick out of when people would come up to him at his book signings. He did a book fair. I think I went to it one time, and he got a kick out of like the junkies listeners who would come up to him and say they heard him on the show.
Oh, no doubt. That's why I actually was touched by how touched he was. He got emotional when we had the last segment that mm-hmm. he did with him. And we were, you know, announcing that the Fridays with Feinstein, that the station we were, you know, decided to move on. We're going to do something different on Fridays. And he was crushed by it. And it wasn't because he made a ton of dough or anything. I think he really loved the interaction and the connection to, you know, the area, especially with him moving to the Longwood area. Yeah, I was really touched by that.
And he spoke at your DeMatha Smoker at least once, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was a speaker anywhere. Yeah, you could always count on John. He could give you a ton of stories.
Hey, they were going to pay John $300 or $200.
Sure.
He was going to go.
I'm sure they paid him more than that.
I don't even know what they paid.
Yeah. I'm sure they paid him more than that.
Have you guys ever been asked?
To speak?
Yes. Yes.
Did you turn him down?
Yes.
Yes. Of course.
Yes. That's been broached to me.
Yeah.
Like peripherally.
You have no interest.
No interest.
Who's in charge of that? Is it Andre?
No. Tom Pond.
Okay.
Our man.
But
Tom.
I've been like, my brothers asked if I'd be interested in something. You know, no, not interested.
I didn't.
That's not because of anything against them. It's me. Yeah. I have an inferiority complex. Well, yeah.
Didn't, wasn't there one Friday when he pissed you off so much you got up and left?
No, there was one Friday that he had pissed me off so much previously that I just refused to participate.
You just cut your mic off.
I just didn't talk to him.
So you didn't
because I said I have nothing good to say.
So you didn't leave the studio. I remember that.
And then I had to interact. He was so mad at me after that. Yeah. We had an interaction off air. He was so mad at me for that.
I think I got into it with him too. And then he emailed me that same day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so you guys squashed it.
Jason's was over the inauguration. He had a zing. John didn't like the zing.
He asked him if you're going to go to the Trump's inauguration.
Soft spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was just trying to be facetious and sarcastic.
He couldn't take that kind of joke at all.
That's why he was complicated.
He could kind of handle the players being the fifth major.
Yeah. You could barely. Political zings might be a little too far.
It was a bridge too far.
Yeah.
But also for me, too, to be honest.
Sure.
So yeah.
I should have thought about that one yesterday. I would have loved, because you probably could have done the montage of how many times we asked him about the fifth major.
All right, let's go to, there's certain things that we would ask him just to set him off. Yeah. Let's go to Ike. People want to chime in. Ike, what's up? Is Ike calling? What does that say? China? Is that actually China?
Hey, Junks.
What's up, sir?
Chinese correspondent.
This is Ike in China.
What's up, buddy?
Right, how you doing? It's been a minute, but you know, figure this is a special occasion. John Feinstein was a great great guest. Look forward to hearing him every Friday. I read his book, Next Man Up, about the Ravens. I
know, that was a great book.
Valdez gets sliced for that.
I read that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to find another replacement to get into it with you, EB. Maybe I'll take that role. But I did enjoy you.
Hold on, what did he say about me?
On stuff.
Got to find somebody else to get into it with.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was entertaining. It was great radio.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously was an expert. But I wanted to just kind of like give him my respects. But also, Larch, I want to let you know I'm heading over to Tokyo for the Tokyo series tomorrow. Slice for that.
Tokyo series of
Shohei
what?
Over in,
I'm guessing
it's called
MLB.
Baseball. It's called, have you ever heard of baseball?
I have heard of baseball, yes.
Yeah.
I know you're still on the Players' Championship and March Madness, which, you know, Terps are, I think they make a good run. But I know Lurch loves baseball, so I'll make sure to be his correspondent there.
Call us when you're there.
All right, I'll give you a call, give you some insight.
I'm always fascinated. What time is it right now? What day is it?
It's we're now 12 hours ahead, so it's easier math. Same day, but I'll hit Saturday before you guys. So just do your time plus 12.
All right.
Now that daylight saving time is
9:15 p.m.
It's
9 p.m.
Yeah, 9 o'clock at night. So I'll be leaving in a few hours to get over to Tokyo. Right. But find Steve. I'll go do some correspondence in Tokyo.
Thank you.
How about your correspondence, Jason? Individual.
How many games are they playing? Three games.
No, I already hung up on him.
He go.
Dodgers Cubs, so your boy Shohei. But I didn't know if, I don't know how many games they're playing. I assume three.
I recognize a couple of these names. Can I go to them real quick? Is okay? I recognize them. They're good callers.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Maureen. Maureen, what's up?
Hey, Maureen.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I wanted to call, and I'm great. Well, sad day.
Yeah.
When you guys kicked off the 8 o'clock hour hearing that music, I was just teared right up because that was such a staple. But just was remembering when I brought my son to meet you guys at Glory Days, and we didn't have Still Barking yet, so we brought one of Feinstein's books that he had read, and that's what you guys had signed. So
we signed a Feinstein book.
We devalued a John Feinstein book.
Which
with
book
our
was
signatures.
It? Which book was it?
I can't remember now, and I'd have to go find it in his room. But it was one of his kid books, you know, that he had written about, like the Army Navy game or whatever, the mystery books.
Gotcha.
But I think the comment about devaluing it might be what he replied when we posted that on Twitter.
Oh, did he reply? So.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
he was mortified by that.
100%.
You guys are facing my book, work.
Yeah, but in the end, you bought it.
Oh yeah,
he's selling books.
Yeah, oh yeah,
exactly.
Dude,
exactly.
The guy was a freaking machine.
Yes.
You know?
A staple of the show. Was sad when his segment had ended, but you guys, it's been a great day listening to you guys share all the memories. So
thank you, Maureen.
Thanks, Maureen, and thanks for listening all these years. Really sweet. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
Yep. All right, yeah.
John was a block machine on Twitter.
Oh,
I remember one time he blocked me, and I go, a look at it. If you were in, if someone tagged you in a tweet, that talked ass to John. John blocked everybody and tagged in the tweet.
Yeah,
I go, John, you got to relax. Unblock me, please. I like reading your stuff.
Yeah, I was convinced I was blocked. He never did.
He never
two
did.
Blocks
he never
today.
Did. And he and I would go back and forth.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like in DMs sometimes.
Oh, that's how you.
I'd love to see those. I'd love to see
But that was like 10 years
I know
ago.
What that was about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we would get political stuff for sure.
But didn't you guys come to an agreement?
We had an agreement that we wouldn't talk politics on the show one way or the other. Right. And I said, but then you kind of stop with your little you can't get a cheap shot in. You can't, because I can't
his
let
little
it
digs.
Go.
Yeah, he throws
you
little
throw
digs
in
there.
Little digs, and then what am I supposed to do?
Those Trevons in there.
You got to respond to that.
You're definitely
you just
respond,
can't let him get away with digs.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
with Stephon Diggs.
And listen, I know for a fact. Tony. I know for a fact he called me a moron, and he really was mean to me, about me to other people. I know for a fact, but I also know for a fact that he. At the end of the day, push come to shove, we had a mutual respect for each other.
In the end, I think your word complicated captures it a lot. But he was beloved. I'm actually going through the Facebook comments. I see one of our former neighbors that lived three houses down from us commented. Mm-hmm. Brenda Medhurst chimed in here.
Oh, yeah.
And man, wished her condolences.
What a year it's been, huh? Oh, my God.
She said he was an amazing man.
Yeah.
So
we had that huge connection with Navy, yeah. For sure.
It would be so ironic if the golfers at the Players have like a ribbon that they're wearing for John and his passing.
It says since fifth major.
At the Players.
Yeah, at the Players. It'd be the definition of irony.
The tournament he loathed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Golf Channel just did a whole in memoriam thing to him.
The guy.
Rich Lerner was tearing up.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the guy.
Rich Lerner. Yeah. The guy was massive. He was huge. I mean, you just don't find that many people that have that kind of impact, you know, sports writers. Let's be honest. Most don't have that kind of impact.
I wonder if Rory, because didn't
he was
John,
very close with Rory.
John had a good relationship with Rory.
Yeah, they were tight.
Wonder if Rory will be, maybe he'll talk about it today.
But. Pretty much the biggest people in all sports, he kind of had a relationship, love or hate. Like Tiger hated him. He hated Tiger. But they had a relationship. I mean, you know, they knew each other's deal, you know. Rory and him very close. Coach K very close. Gary and him very close. I mean, he goes on and on and on.
All right. Hopefully, we'll be able to track down Mike Wilbon before the show's over. Right now, I'm going to hook up caller number 10. Caller 10 will hook you up with a pair of tickets to a show your choice for the 2025 Wolf Trap season. Coming up this summer at Wolf Trap, you've got Bare Naked Ladies with Sugar Ray, Ringo Starr, Buddy Guy, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert with the National Symphony Orchestra, Back to the Future in concert with the National Symphony Orchestra, and many more concerts. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with that prize here on the Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.